Chapter 7. Meg's Glove. Mrs. March looked quickly at her daughter. Meg was very beautiful, but she was a child.
In the summer, Laurie said to the March girls, "Let's put a letterbox in the tree in front of your house. Then I can send you letters." The girls liked the box. Beth opened it every day. One day she said, "There's a letter for Miss Amy."
"Thank you,"
Amy said. "There are two letters for Miss Joe and a very old hat." "I burn my face every day in this sun," Joe said. "Laurie's a good boy."
"And there's a present for Miss Meg March.
It's a letter."
"And my glove,"
Meg said. "But there's only one glove. I had two gloves at the Lawrence's house yesterday."
"There was only one glove in the box," Beth said. "Were you with Mr. Brooke yesterday?"
"Yes," Meg said. "He wanted to read a story to me." Mrs. March looked quickly at her daughter. Meg was very beautiful, but she was a child. Her mother smiled. That summer was a happy time, but winter came. In October, the days were cold and short. Joe was in the house one day. She looked at the little book in front of her. "There," she said. "I can take it now." She went quietly out of the window. Her mother and sisters didn't see her. Joe went to an office in town. Laurie was in town, too, and he waited for her. She came out into the street, and her face was red.
"What's wrong?" Laurie asked.
"I went to the newspaper office with two stories," Joe said. "The man said, 'Come again in a week.' He's going to read them."
"That's very good," Laurie said. "Josephine March, the famous American writer. But Joe, I want to talk to you about Meg's glove. I know about it."
"Where is the glove?" Joe asked.
"It's in Mr. Brooke's coat," Laurie said.
"Oh no," Joe thought. "Mr. Brooke loves Meg. He's going to take her away from us."
2 weeks later, Joe came into the house with a newspaper. "Are there any good stories in the newspaper?" Meg asked.
"Yes," Joe answered. "There's one good story."
"Please read it to us," Amy said.
The three sisters listened.
"It's good. Who's the writer?"
Beth asked.
"Your sister,"
Joe smiled.
"You?"
Meg said.
"Yes, me."
"It's very good," Amy said.
"Oh, Joe," Hannah said.
Mother smiled and kissed her daughter.
Father's going to be very happy.